It's 5 o'clock, and I'm going to call to order the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of May 21st, 2018. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Higa, Clerk.
Thank you. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Any public comment? No public comment. Mr. Treasurer.
A couple of things. We have the budget we presented at the association meeting. I have in your package, and this is just about a complete package of all the pieces that are relevant to the budget. There's both the budget spreadsheet and the supporting schedule for employee benefits with it, as well as the election and summary of the warrants. Also, I have your script in there. If you wanted to go through that, you can. There was a couple of corrections that Charlie just pointed out to me on 6 and 7 that we're going to be borrowing. Rather, I had left the option open. They're going to be borrowed or long-term for the parking lot and the roof. Otherwise, the budget was, as I said, presented at the association meeting. It did not seem to cause any great concern when we mentioned the 6.9% tax increase, which of course is a projection, not an actual number. So I think that the annual district meeting in that regard should go smoothly. Any questions on the budget? On the audit was started this last week, and one of the things that we found in doing the audit was that the loan that the district took out in 2017 of $2 million from the USDA qualifies as spending federal funds. And that kicked us into the category of requiring what's called a single audit. And aside from the extra fee, it is a detailed look at our financial operations to ensure that we comply with all federal regulations regarding the spending of those funds. I don't anticipate any problem with this. The auditors, I have an engagement expansion letter that they've sent us. In discussions with them, they're going to try to wrap it as much as they can into the regular financial audit. They'll be back in on Wednesday, and we're anticipating like two or three field days, and the rest wrapping up the report back at their office. It'll be about a 3 week, at the very best, a 3 week cycle to get through their process of internal reviews and a compilation of the report, and then internal reviews. We should have a report by the end of the year, but it's going to be kind of close. So far, nothing material to report on the audit.
So this is the FY18 audit, right?
FY17.
17.
Yes. We were late due to the conversion from the one system to another. And I actually had to call them in to give me a hand in that conversion because there were some questions about the transition. And I think we've ironed those out pretty much.
I remember sitting here in November and having the auditors say that everything was okay. Did we have the orders in here in November for, you know?
Not this year. You're probably thinking of November 16.
It must be hallucinating again, okay.
That, and they would come in, and I would anticipate that next year, probably November is a bit tight, we would have them in December. I'm expecting to schedule the field work in October-ish, and then it takes like a month for them to put the statements together. You get into the recap, so by the time you get through that, setting the tax rate, you're into December to hear from them. But yes, we are running 4 or 5 months late on this.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a cost estimate for the what the federal government's requiring?
In my discussions with them, it was like $4,000 to $6,000 thousand dollars extra. I believe that I can accommodate that within the administrative budget due to a shortfall in legal expenses.
Okay.
And I don't think we'll have to have one next year because we've spent the two. We spent about 2.4 out of the 2.5.
Okay.
So I've kind of indicated to them we've only spent $100,000 in 2018, so we shouldn't have to have another audit.
Good, good. Okay. So, do we want to go over the annual meeting and who's going to be doing which articles?
Question before I forget. On the income that we get for Freedom Hall, where is that accounted for in the budget?
It's called rental of building fees. It's just part of the general.
And what line item would that be?
You don't see it in there because that's only expenditures.
Expenses, okay. Yeah.
Right. It appears in the revenue budget and it's in its general funds.
Okay. Can you get that figure to me year to date? So I can announce it at the annual meeting?
That's
sure.
Right. That's yep. Right, exactly. Yeah. You might need it.
Thank you. Okay, so looks like I have the first two. That's fine.
I'm fine. And then it's one for Sam.
Four is okay. It's fine with me.
And then four off the hook for a while.
Next, we have a number of articles to go through.
And
then the sale of the boat.
Yeah.
Or the donation back of the boat. And then Don,
yours start again, Fran, on 14. And there's quite a few, so I don't mind. I only have three total. Do you want me to take a couple of those on? Save your voice there that you have.
You can do 15 if you want.
Sure.
That's the floor. I'll do the floor.
Oh, you're right. That's the floor. Why don't I do?
We do 14.
14. Okay. Because the floor, 15 is the floor, 16 is the same.
Same. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do 14 because it's kind of a longer one. And then...
So, Lisa, you're doing 14. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it looks like you have two, Stan, or one.
18.
And what about 17?
17.
17 is streetlights.
I'll do streetlights.
Okay.
All right, and then Stan, you have library.
Yeah. 18 and 19. 20.
I got the one with all the commas. Where's the
health article?
Health one?
The health law one.
It's the long one that Lisa had. It's number...
20?
No, it's separate.
If I'm thinking of what you're thinking about.
It's to adopt the...
The Mass General.
Massachusetts Expanded Health Force.
I don't think it's in here.
It's not in here. Do we have it in the warrant?
Yeah. But it's Article 22.
Article 22, yes.
Number 22?
23 is $560 for...
Yeah. Okay, so that's right.
I'll get with you.
So 22 is the... And do you want to do that one, Fran, or do you...
Yeah, I'll do 22.
Okay. So 22. Number 22 is sick time. And then 23 is going to be that one bill, right?
One bill from 16, yeah.
I don't mind doing that. The $560 bill?
Yeah, right.
You may not have gotten much pushback at the association meeting for the 7% increase, took around numbers.
Yeah.
But I think we should have our arrows ready, because there's going to be, at least somebody that's going to bring it to the attention. There may be a lot of people that we need, so we need to be able to justify what's happening, okay?
Okay.
The water department adjustments, salary adjustments. I wouldn't call them raises, because they're not really raises. They're really beginning to adjust their salary so that we're competitive. And I'm sure medical insurance is going up.
6%.
So we should have those, we should have some numbers that we can discuss.
Actually, the health insurance is actually going up less, because we over-budgeted last year. So it's going to be hard to hang our head on that. All the articles are really being free cash or borrowing. So it's really operating budgets that are playing catch-up. And that is only 1.5%. And one thing we can talk about is the OPED actuarial study this year that requires us to start addressing the unfunded liability. And that's $255,000. So I think that's one thing that we can point to as a significant increase.
Well, I'm looking at, on the budget here, funding requests, article, financial article, the funding request, item number 20. And so I'm looking, that's OPED, but it's, I mean, there's like only $20,000 increase there.
The OPED, yes, the $255,000. It's not a pure increase, because the district has always put something into the trust fund.
Yeah.
But this year, it is substantially more, since we now have the actuarial study to tell us how much we should be paying in.
It's coming out of free cash, so...
No, that's true. We are doing the free cash, so that... It's...
Where else do you think it's going to come from?
Lights and magic.
Oh, okay.
Help me understand this, okay? So I'm looking at FY 2018. And the bottom line for OPED was a little over a million.
Right.
For FY 19, it's still a little over a million. Instead of 1.058, it's 1.072. So that's only like, less than $20,000.
If you look at the...
But I see the note over at the side, it says $255K for free cash.
Right. If you look at the health insurance, in 18, we over-budgeted, And so in 19, we were able to reduce the amount required for that. There was a 6% increase, but we had budgeted over. So when you looked at policy to policy, I think it came in way below the 6%. So we, in essence, saved money there that we have to pay out on the OPEB actuarial. But again, as we just realize that that's free cash, so that's not hitting the 7%.
That's not in the 7%, but next year it will be, or it may be.
Ongoing it will be, yes. Yes. So it's definitely a heads up this year that, and next year we probably should not use free cash. This should be raised and appropriate because it is an ongoing expense.
Yeah, because free cash is for emergencies and stuff like that. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
How much do we have in the stabilization fund now?
Is it 100,000?
Yes. 119.
We spent a whole lot in the past couple of years for the fire trucks and the ambulance.
Yep. Right. Yep. We're building it back up.
Okay. Thank you.
So, all set?
Yeah.
So, the next item is the Verizon request for pole easement. Really excited. I thought they were going to join, you know, put a transponder up on our cell tower. Yeah, that's not it. They just want to move a pole from one side of Main Street, from the west side of Main Street to the east side of Main Street. For, I'm not exactly clear why, for some electrical connection. So let's see.
Where on Main Street?
It's at 414, where the water tank is.
Yeah.
That's where I got so excited. But so they just wanted for transmission or distribution of electricity and transmission or distribution of intelligence and telecommunications. So.
Is there any way we can leverage them to the tower?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Leverage being a polite term.
Yeah, love to, but.
I mean, so what's involved? I mean, not physically moving a pole, but what's involved legally moving a pole from one side of the street to the other? What other do we have?
We have to provide them with an easement.
Have to grant them an easement.
Yeah, grant them an easement.
Written easement over the property.
Oh, because it's going to be on our water property.
Right.
Water property.
Yeah. They want a 20 by 20 foot area showing Exhibit A.
Is this going to interfere with the road, the entrance into the entrance into the area?
I don't think so, because basically.
Because if you're looking at the lot lines, it's pretty much right in the middle.
Yeah, but it's only one pole. Chris didn't seem to think it was a problem. And I don't know how long that entrance is going to be open because there's a road.
They're going to move it.
That comes in around the back.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Okay. So, and I think the plan is to have that be the access road for the new tower, to the cell tower.
Did they remove the existing pole?
No, the pole is that's the existing pole.
I know. Will they remove the pole that's there now? I know they want to install a new one.
No, they want to move it.
Right, so that pole.
That pole
even
should be
fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So all we have to do is
hold on it. I mean,
this is, you want to look at that.
Chris's. Yeah, I agree with Stan that as long as it doesn't provide an access issue, but.
You said Chris didn't think it would be. You mean the soup?
Yes, Chris Wiseman. Chris Wiseman, yeah. So, and apparently I have to sign that because the deeds to the property say it's Catuit Fire District property. It doesn't say it belongs to the Catuit Water Department.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Mark.
did the people, did the construction company that's actually doing the leasing of the property and putting up the towers for the new cell tower, did they work with, see if they could work with Verizon to get them to?
Yeah, I think they're trying to get them on the, and also AT&T.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, long ago when this first started, I know there were Verizon representatives that were coming to meetings. But I think they got fed up with the, because of the company that was running it that took so long and finally they had to get rid of, rid of them, so.
And there's no problem with the easement?
No. No, Mark's already.
Yeah.
Through it, so. If I could have a motion that I can sign the easement for the property at 20-by-20-foot space for Verizon at 414 Main Street, Cotuit.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we have a bunch of minutes to approve.
Yep.
You want, is there anything more that you wanted to discuss on the space needs assessment, design selection?
Yeah. So you've sent out the letter to Brown.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I copied all of you guys. And actually, I have copies of it here, so let me hand it to you or should I keep them until the bitter end? Or, I just have unsigned copies of the letter that I sent out.
I'll take it.
Okay.
It's fine.
I also have the sign-in sheet. I guess it's supposed to be with you.
They're all the same. They're
okay.
From the meeting, so I'll get that to you. Of course, the only person.
Okay, the sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're supposed to keep that.
Yeah. Should we keep that with our assessments? Because the assessment, our bid sheets, you know, the sheets that we used.
Yeah.
Those were kept.
And don't we have to send everybody who, is it everybody who requested a copy of the RFP, a list of who came? Can I read that somewhere?
I don't know that, but I know that Ted Galante said people might request it.
Okay, I'll have to read it. I'm not. I know we do, you know, we have to publish in the Central Register when we come to an agreement.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at that.
So, to approve the minutes from February 27th, March 30th, 27th of March, April 6th, April 13th, and April 30th. I could have a motion
for that. Move we accept the minutes as for the date set forth by the chairwoman.
So move. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So anything else anyone would like to discuss?
I don't know if this, I just remember that the single audit requires a signature of the Prudential Committee. I don't know if you need a vote on that or not. This is the single audit, the engagement letter.
Oh, okay.
For the single audit.
No, I think I can do that.
Okay.
I do want to say that the poles look very nice, Fran.
Oh.
The white poles.
White poles, yeah.
Well, so
just
know.
Get your horse up here and you can tie him up.
Thank you. 21st.
Thank you.
Is that the stuff for Ms. Gates?
No, those are just extra copies I brought over in case there was anybody here who wanted copies.
So she's picking up her requested stuff tomorrow, I guess, after she gets in her check.
Right.
How much is that? How much is it?
$96.
$96.
How much?
$96.
Oh. Oh, she's paying the increased price?
No. Charlie?
We'll come in.
Do a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.